Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of The Love of Cinema, a Picture House podcast brought to you by Kia. My name's Hope, your host for this episode, and today I'm delighted to share with you a chat that I had with Ramita Tulasi, director of Bunnell and Adama, on International Women's Day, no less. She's the second woman of colour to ever have a film play in competition at Cannes, and the film was a Senegalese submission for this year's Oscars. It's a really beautiful story of star-crossed lovers bound by their community, tradition, and the changing world around them. And we're really excited to be playing it in our cinemas, as well as welcoming Ramita for Q&As at FACT and an opening night at Q&A at the Ritzy. Without further ado, here is the chat we had about the wonderful Bunnell and Adama.
Faddeba ko jibnande jom galle ma ala
so mi deni adam yida hay goto god
bama mauni ngi hande afru wadde faddeba ha mbaawa wonde mawdu wul
mede andi kono mi jabaay.
Hello, welcome to the Picture House podcast. We are a cinema in the UK. We have lots of cinemas around. We're really excited to be showing your film, Bunnell and Adama, here in the UK. Obviously, it's a film that's kind of lived quite a long life before reaching here. Obviously, you were in competition at Cannes. You were the Senegalese submission for the Oscars, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
And now we're very excited to be showing it here in the UK. What do you, I guess, how are you feeling? How are you excited for British audiences to receive your film?
Yeah, I'm so glad to bring my movie here in England, and I really hope that the British audience will love my movie.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I had the pleasure of seeing it. I really love it.
Thank you. It really touched
me, and I thought it did so much. It was like so experimental in places, and it was just like a really powerful love story. I also think it's obviously a really great opportunity for British audiences to be introduced to a new wave of Senegalese cinema.
Yeah.
I feel like when you hear Senegalese cinema, you always think of like Sembene, for example. I imagine that's the comparison that's always thrown. And we had a Sembene season here at the BFI recently. But I think your film is a really great example of a kind of new wave of Senegalese cinema for people to kind of get new and different and exciting associations. And I guess you as like an emerging voice of Senegalese cinema, how do you feel about kind of, you know, being at the forefront of that in the UK?
I'm so proud. I think I'm proud, and as a French and Senegalese, I'm proud to be recognized in the African cinema. It's true that I did my first movie in Africa, even if I was born and raised in Paris. So, I'm glad to be part of this new generation of Senegalese filmmaker, and not just Senegalese filmmaker, but African filmmaker too.
For sure, 100%. I guess is what to you, what kind of describes and like encompasses Senegalese film to you? What's like kind of unique about it?
I think it's the creativity. When you can see the movie of Mati Diop, Atlantic, and the new one, I didn't watch the new one yet.
I'm really excited.
Oh,
it's
so
good.
Yeah.
Just won at Berlin, right?
Yeah, Dahomey. But I think it's the creativity and the boldness, you know? And I think, and also it's not just Senegalese filmmaker, it's like African filmmaker. We want to bring new narrative from Africa, and not just a movie about socialism or politics or misery of oppression of war, and just bring universal movie to the world.
Totally, and that like your film is such a perfect example
of that.
Before we talk about the film, I want to take it back. Obviously, this is your debut feature, but you had your short film, Astel.
Yeah.
What did you, I guess, take from making that when, I guess, going from making a short film to your first feature-length film? What were the, I guess, the lessons you learned in making a short film?
To be honest, I didn't learn a lot because it's quite different, a short movie and a feature movie, and it's not the same. It's not the same expectation, I will say. But when I did the short movie, I was really glad to do the movie I wanted to do. And I think it's what I learned, that to be honest with my stories and to be honest with what I want to bring to the world.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess when making Bunnell and Adama, how did you want to tell such a complex love story about these characters that I guess are far from perfect, but like have such a love for each other?
Yeah, With this movie, I really wanted to avoid cliché.
Yeah.
We used to see in African movie cliché in character, mm-hmm. cliché in stories, cliché in love stories and everything. So I said to myself, I will make a black female character, because it's really important, you know, to precise that she's a African and black female character who will be selfish and mean, but also do a movie in Africa, not naturalist. It's a genre movie, fantastic, magical realism. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I did everything I can to avoid cliché and propose a new vision and in the story and also in the photography.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was something I was excited to talk to you about, because it's a movie that obviously there is so much like powerful dialogue, but I think so much of the story is told through the sound and also through the use of light. I think it's so striking. I mean, so many moments, like when the sandstorm scene, and just even just the way the light kind of shines through like the curtain in the window, I thought was so beautiful. How did you work with your filmmaking team to kind of create such a powerful visual language?
I work with my DOP. Amin Berada and my dear artistic director, Maché. I really like painting, you know, and I wanted to compose painting in my movie. It was really important for me that art and painting with my GOP. We took inspiration from painter like Edouard Monk, mm-hmm. Amoah Okobo-Afo, with Ghanaian, Kerry James Marshall, and also Van Gogh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was such a beautiful movie. Like every frame felt like a painting almost. And I think, how did you kind of go about finding the location? Because I guess it was all contained to, I guess, that small village. Mm. But I guess the bits where they were kind of going out to the houses, the like dig the houses out. How was it? Like, how was it all like shot on location? I imagine.
Yeah, I shoot the movie in Fouta. Fouta, it's at 8 hours from Dakar in the north of Senegal, and it's a region where my parents were raised. Mm-hmm. And so I know very well this region, and it was really important for me to shoot there, because, you know, it's a story about their community, their people, and their culture. And it was difficult to find this village, because I really wanted a village without electricity and no modernity.
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly what it felt, and it created such like an insular space for, I guess, almost like it felt like a play to play out with. It was so, I guess, like kind of like stagey, for lack of a better word. It was so, it was really, really beautiful.
Let's go somewhere new. See worlds we've never seen before, so that we can feel inspired. Whether you're sitting in a cinema or in one of our cars, inspiration comes when we feel something new. That's why our electrified range is designed to take you on inspiring journeys. Kia, proud supporter of independent cinema.
Kia, movement that inspires.
Going back to the characters, both the leads were so incredible, like we talked about earlier, of portraying these very different kinds of love. How did you find your actors, and what was the experience like creating the characters of Benal and Adama with them?
We did a big casting in these regions, and with a casting director from Senegal, Iman Dijon, and it was really difficult to find the woman who will play Banel. So I saw a thousand of wow. teenage girl, but the casting director, it was really difficult for the casting director to find her, so it was me, I find her. One night I was walking on the street and she was there, and I saw her and I asked her to come to the casting. At the beginning she said no, and after that I talked with her and she came the day after with a friend.
So was she an actor before?
The actors in this movie are non-professional.
That's incredible. I mean, they gave such powerful performances, and I guess so much of that was such like a natural thing. Like it didn't felt like it was like overacted, you know? It was raw and like.
But it was, it was natural and not natural, because in the real life, my character are really the actor are really different from the character. Sure. For example, Hadi, who played Banel, she's so shy in the real life. She's not like Banel
at all. Imagine that at all.
Yeah, she's really shy. She barely talk.
Oh, wow.
And Arama, at the contrary, has a lot of energy, maybe too much. It was so difficult to contain that energy.
Yeah.
So they are really different from their character.
Wow, that's, I mean, I guess almost the opposite.
Yeah.
Switch roles almost.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really funny. I guess I really was interested in what you were talking about before of kind of creating this really complex, difficult, like morally ambiguous female character. Mm. I think I love a really kind of, I love to kind of, root for a woman who's not perfect, and a woman who's like, got so many flaws and are trying to kind of grapple with them. And I think what was really beautiful with the character of Banel is like, it was all channeled through love. Like everything she was doing was kind of in the name of love.
Yeah. I guess passion.
Passion, exactly.
Even passion, yeah.
Passion, love, whatever you want to call it. And I guess why was it important for you to kind of create such a complex female, especially a female like African character, like you were saying before?
Because when I watched movie or TV show, I never seen a black female character, complex or deep or usually the black female character are always victim or fragile.
Yeah.
And when I watch white female character, you can see like character like the character in Killing Eve, and or the character like in Gone Girl.
Exactly.
I said I want to see those kind of character with black woman, and especially not just black woman, because I think there are few, but in Africa it's really important in Africa, because usually when you're abroad, the people really think that the African woman is so fragile, and and I wanted to change that, opinion and that point of view from African woman. It was really important for me.
Completely. And I think so much of that showed when her character was kind of coming against all these traditional expectations of her, and was just so like adamant in what she believed. She's like, no, I don't want to be a mother. I want to I want to do my thing.
Yeah, I really wanted to show that all the African women are not oppressed, by their husband or community or family. Some and few, a lot, are really, women, like real women, powerful and phenomenal women,
Yeah, totally. That's really special. And I think her character is one that I just was really struck by and really, really loved. I guess kind of a two-part question. So we are a cinema company. Like I said, we've got lots of cinemas around the UK. I know you're going to our cinema in Liverpool and I think one in Brixton as well to do a Q&A, which we're very excited about. We really care about bringing films like yours to the big screen. We think seeing a film like this in the cinema is so important. To just see it in a big room full of people, as big as possible, as loud as possible. I guess, why would you want people to come and see your film in the cinema? Why is that important?
As I said, it's like a different and new African movie, It's not like the movie from Sam Ben or Jibril Mambeti Diop, which their movie are so great.
Yeah.
But I think there is a new generation of African and Senegalese filmmaker, and I think it's really important to support African movie, and African character and African narrative, and see that there is universal movie into African movie also,
100%. And I guess, what about the kind of cinema experience, like seeing it in a busy room, is important to you?
Yeah, it's important because it's like you share something with someone. Even if you don't talk in the cinema, you can feel all the emotion, all the silence and all the breath that the spectator have during a movie. And I think you cannot leave that with your computer and when you watch a movie on Netflix. It's just in the cinema that you can leave that kind of experience. And I think it's really important, and it's for that cinema, it's really important, you know.
Yeah, I always think of the quote that's like, going to the cinema is like a holiday, and watching it on your laptop is just like getting a postcard.
Yeah.
I think it's really, really big. Yeah, it's really, that's really special. I guess the second part of this question, have you had like a cinema experience recently, or seen any certain film in the cinema that's really like stood out to you? If it's not one recently, is there like a specific trip to the cinema that's been important to you in your life?
No, recently I went to see Poor Things.
Yes.
In cinema. And it's not a movie that I took after me, but during this moment in cinema, it was like, wow, for me, this is cinema. Everything is cinema in this movie. The characters, the set, the costume, the photography, the color, everything.
The sound.
Like
great.
Everything. And this is bold. This is a bold story. It's a story about a woman, and it's really important for me because I'm obsessed with the story, woman's stories. And
me too.
And I think, and it's also entertaining. It was so entertaining for not an indie movie, but, you know. And I think everything in this movie for me was like the greatest cinema that the world, the definition of cinema.
That's great. We've been playing it so much at Picture House Cinemas, and it's just seeing a film like that on the big screen.
Yeah.
That is like, it's obviously not an indie movie, but it's, you know, it's from a director who's so interesting and making such bold choices. And it's cinema.
Yeah, it's cinema. Everything.
Cinema. Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Everything. We're really excited to be playing your film in cinemas. You should all go and see it. Thank you so much for creating such a beautiful film and spending time with me.
thank you.